for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Is it working?
Yes. Like I said it would.
You know we both have phones, right? You didn't need to root that out of the attic.
Sure, but it's for the aesthetic. Also, shush, we're live. It's recording.
We're not live. Whatever bits we don't like, you can just edit them out.
Why do I have to edit it?
I don't think my parents are going to let even a video image of you enter my house after the peanut incident. Besides, I'm not going to spend my weekend cutting up film tape or whatever.
The camera's not that old.
What are we going to do for an intro?
Oh, yeah.
Probably something we should have thought about before hitting play.
It doesn't matter. You can edit this out later. Welcome, one and all, to our Evil Manor, starring Dreadful Dracula and Atrocious Agatha.
Wait, Atrocious Agatha?
I don't know. I couldn't think of any spooky words. Macabre McInerney.
Whatever. You can fix it when you add in the theme song.
Get into character.
Welcome, watchers, one and all, to our first review. The wondrous, horrible Nosferatu! It's from 1922, which means it's as old as the Republic of Ireland. It also means there are no voices in it, which sucks.
Are you kidding?
I need to be able to look at my phone while I watch TV. You know this.
Heretic. It's a classic. And the special effects really hold up.
Special effects? You mean that guy's creepy-ass, long-ass ears?
Count Orlok's iconic appearance paved the way for modern adaptations of horror, and he's had such longevity in the public consciousness that you can see echoes of him in modern urban legends and creepypastas.
Save the essay, okay? I know, it's an important movie. But I also know that it almost completely lacks the Catholic angst and yearning of the source material.
You've read Dracula?
Well, yeah. I wanted to see why you wouldn't shut up about it.
It's the drama, the tension, the way the characters behave, how it was written for an audience that had so little awareness of the vampire creature, Van Helsing's absurdism. Also, Van Helsing's absurdism would be a good band name, I'm calling it.
Okay, I'll put it on the list.
Wait, do you actually keep a list?
Yeah.
Oh, what's on there?
Total Machine, Force Perspective, Bitter Lemon Wine, Vibe Cloud, The Pinpricks.
Wait, when did we come up with The Pinpricks?
I did, after I poked my hand with a felting needle.
Ouch. Oh, the beautiful agony of pain for art's sake. Anyway, speaking of needles.
Yeah?
If you could get a tattoo of anything, what would you get?
Oh, maybe a wilting rose or a rat or crow or something. Actually, you know what? I've kind of always wanted this, like, little skull on my ankle. Something cute and subtle, but still kind of goth. Memento mori, you know? Doesn't matter, though. My mom would blow a gasket if I came home with a tattoo. Why do you ask?
Well, your birthday is coming up, and I recently watched a video on how to give a stick and poke, so...
You know, and for legal reasons, this is a joke. She doesn't have to know. It could be subtle. It could be sneaky.
Definitely.
But we are filming a video about a movie right now.
Oh yeah, what did you think about the depiction of Ellen Hutter?
Who?
The leading man's lady love.
Oh, that's her name? I don't know. Forgettable. At the beginning, I kind of felt like she hated her husband, so it was really weird when they were trying to convince us she was at all happy about him coming home to her. She kind of reminded me of CJ a bit.
What? How?
Like, facial expressions or the way they move? I don't know, dude. You look at them a lot more than I do. Making hard eyes so much.
I do not.
Maybe. Maybe we all need to hang out together so I can confirm or reject my hypothesis.
What hypothesis?
Nothing. Never mind. The movie.
Well, all right, the movie.
It's basically Dracula, but sped up. And with fewer cowboys.
Excellent summary.
Yeah. Are we finished? Is that all?
But what do you think about the confrontation at the end?
I'll be honest, I didn't really pay attention to the ending.
What?
I told you! It was a struggle not to look at my phone. And then when I did, I couldn't read the dialogue. Or hear any action. Didn't even have anything to prompt me to look at it. And to be honest, I don't regret it. It is a weird, old, dull movie.
Did you at least see the hyena?
Yeah, it reminded me that they put armadillos in the other Dracula movie because armadillos were creepy and scary to old-timey people.
Rolling into a ball. The most terrifying feat of all.
Oh, you know what we should watch next?
Hotel Transylvania?
Shadow of the Vampire. It's a fictionalized account of the making of Nosferatu. Except the director hires an actual vampire to play the part of Count Orlok and doesn't tell any of the crew members. Also, it has actual voices in it. And might be kind of gay. I'm not sure.
Adding that to the list. But first, Hotel Transylvania?
We watched that one already.
Yes, but not with critical analysis. Not with the discerning eye of a connoisseur. Besides, Agatha, it's a cinematic masterpiece.
You say that about every vampire movie we watch.
They're all cinematic masterpieces.
Okay, so we got very much off topic for this one, but as far as first tries go, I think it went well. Aaron's gonna make it sound okay in editing.
And until next time, good night, watchers. Come back soon. Mwahahaha!
Don't let the vampires bite.
Oh, shh. Is that my mom?
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.